just some desperation, you know, backs against the wall.
Yeah, like I can see it in guys' like eyes just going to practice, you know, like we need a win so bad, we want to win.
Where are you guys going to run defense? And they're going to have Ty Gurley possibly getting back, Nick Chubb. Where are you guys going to try to contain them?
I mean, we're going to do the same thing we did against other teams when we want to stop the run. I mean, we practice. Our coach is going to prepare us very well, and we just got to execute when we get on the field.
Chad said you guys are still, like, confident as a team.
Yeah.
What makes you guys so confident?
I mean, we know we're good. I mean, like, the last game wasn't so pretty, but like against LSU, that game was questionable. I feel like we could have won that game, but like, we lost. But you know, I feel like we're a great team, but we just gotta come out with the win.
What will it take to get over that hump? Is it quarterback play? I mean, just is there anything you put your finger on?
Not necessarily. I think just as a team. I mean, defensively, best team, offensively, like we all just got to play together well. We got to play well together.
Can you guys put it all together, all three phases for 60 minutes?
I think we can. I really do. And I mean, the only way to really prove it is to do it. You can't just say it, but we just got to go out there and do it.
Daron, getting back to that 2009 game, you're on the sideline, you're redshirting. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking, I'm sorry, 2010, right?
Yeah, I didn't redshirt my freshman year. I've actually played special teams.
Okay.
And I redshirted my sophomore year.
That's right.
Yeah, so I actually beat Georgia once, and I'm looking to do it again.
Your memory of that game, you know, afterwards you're thinking this is the first of many because it had been a long streak of Florida kind of dominating mm-hmm. the series. Is that what was kind of going through?
Yeah, that's exactly what went through my head. Like, I mean, it was a good game, though. It was a close game.
Right.
And, I mean, we didn't just run over them, but we beat them. And I felt like that was going to happen the next couple of years, but it didn't.
How do you mentally prepare for a game like this?
The coaches prepare very well. Like, they get the right schemes. They watch film. We watch film. And that's the big key, watching film. And getting the game, just executing what all the schemes that you went over.
As far as like your mindset, like how do you get that right?
I mean, just everybody's different. It depends on the person. I mean, me personally, I just do everything the same as I did the last week.
Yesterday, my team said you didn't want to play for anyone else but Coach Rush. What is it about you that makes players love him so much?
I don't know. I guess it's the chemistry, but he's a team guy. Like you can just talk to him. You can talk to him as a coach, and you can talk to him as a person. Like, and that's what you need for a coach. Like, a person that you can go to not only when it's just football, but when it's off the field probably too.
He didn't recruit you, but how have you built a relationship with him?
Oh yeah, I built a strong relationship with Coach Muschamp. Yeah, I love him. Sometimes he just calls me randomly and tells me, man, he loves me, and that makes me feel good, you know?
You mentioned how rough the last game was, and you guys had to kind of stew on that a bit. Is there a sense of needing to get some wins to save the coaches to kind of – are you playing for that?
I think it's bigger than that. I mean – maybe that's the case, but I think it's bigger than just playing for the coaches. I think it's just playing for the program.
Maybe.
Our program is better than what we've been showing, and we just got to go out there and show it.